This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has achieved a historic milestone in Indian politics by becoming the longest serving head of an elected government in the country. With this, Mr. Modi has surpassed Pawan Kumar Chamling, who held office as Chief Minister of Sikkim for 8,930 days. He has now completed 8,931 days as head of government, combining his tenure as Chief Minister of Gujarat and as Prime Minister, thereby entering his 25th year in a leadership role. The milestone is being seen as rare and significant achievement, reflecting decades of uninterrupted public service and political leadership at the highest level. The group of seven G7 nations have strongly condemned Iran's attacks on civilians and key infrastructure across multiple countries in West Asia. In a joint statement, G7 foreign ministers representing Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, UK and US, along with High Representative of European Union, voiced solidarity with countries affected by the escalation. The statement said the group extends support to its partners in the region in the face of unjustifiable attacks by Iran and its proxies. The G7 nations warned that Iran's actions not only endanger the targeted countries, but also pose a broader threat to regional and global security, urging Tehran to immediately halt its military activities. US President Donald Trump has threatened to hit and obliterate Iran's power plants if Tehran does not reopen the Strait of Hormuz within 48 hours. Trump issued the ultimatum on Truth Social this morning. In another post, Trump said that Iran wants to make a deal, but he does not, arguing that he has already achieved his objectives weeks ahead of schedule. Iran fired missiles toward the vicinity of Israel's Dimona and Negev Nuclear Research Center in response to U.S.-Israeli attacks on Iran's Bushehr and Natanz nuclear facilities, as reported by Iranian-linked media outlets. The International Atomic Energy Agency, IAEA, has said that the incident in the city of Dimona in Israel involving a missile impact has not received an indication of damage to the nuclear research center in Negev. It further stated that the Director General of the IAEA, Rafael Mariana Grossi, is closely monitoring the situation and he has stressed that maximum military restraint should be observed in the vicinity of nuclear facilities. Aqua Titan, a vessel carrying Russian crude oil, has reached Mengaluru in Karnataka. This comes after the US issued a temporary general license on Thursday, allowing the sale of Russian crude oil already stranded at sea in an effort to stabilize global fuel prices amid West Asia conflict. Another cargo ship carrying liquefied petroleum gas, LPG, from the US has arrived at the Mangalore port. Pixie's Pioneer cargo ship carrying LPG from the US state of Texas successfully docked at the port. Bihar is celebrating its 114th Foundation Day today. On this day in 1912, Bihar was carved out of Bengal and granted the status of a separate state. A three-day state-level ceremony is being organized at Gandhi Maidan in Patna to mark Bihar Divas. On the occasion, President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have extended greetings to the people of Bihar living in the country and abroad. Election Commission has directed the chief electoral officers of poll-bound states and UTs to ensure that each polling station is equipped with assured minimum facilities and voter assistance on polling day. The Commission said that facilities should include drinking water, waiting area with shade, toilet with water facility, adequate lighting and a ramp of proper gradient with PWD electors. On the occasion of World Water Day, Prime Minister Narendra Modi called upon citizens to reaffirm their commitment to conserve every drop of water and ensure its responsible use. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that water sustains life and shapes the planet's future and urged people to conserve water and use it responsibly. In squash, India is assured of the men's singles title at the Indian Open 2026 after Abhay Singh and Veer Chotrani advanced to the final with impressive victories in their respective semi-finals. And that is the end of this news bulletin.